Down at the Homestead Miami Speedway yesterday, Jimmy Johnson started the day looking, well, human. Johnson had already won a record 4 straight NASCAR championships, but heading into the season's final race, he was 15 points behind leader Denny Hamlin. Hamlin did lead Johnson at points during the race, but he couldn't hold on. And in the end, the day belonged to Jimmy Johnson.
The championship is going to go to Jimmy Johnson, and if you don't think he's going to be one of the greatest, think again.
You're looking at the 5-time champion.
You're looking at him.
That's a very excited Jimmy Johnson winning his 5th NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship. Well, on the line now is Lee Spencer. She's senior NASCAR writer for FoxSports.com. And Lee Spencer, 5 straight championships. No driver in NASCAR history has done that. How good was he?
Oh, my. He was just, he was absolutely amazing. He could find a line, make the most of it, get around the racetrack, make it seem absolutely effortless. And that's just part of what makes Jimmy Johnson so good. I asked him yesterday, how much does experience mean to you, having the experience to win championship after championship after championship? And he said, experience is everything. And boy, they proved it again on Sunday.
Well, now, give us a little bit of perspective here for people who don't follow NASCAR closely. How would this translate if you were trying to talk about another sport? Is this the equivalent of winning 5 straight Grand Slams in tennis, or what would be the comparison?
Well, when you look at dynasties in sports, certainly you have the Celtics. They won 11 championships in 13 years. The Steelers back in the 70s, 4 Super Bowls in 6 years. The Yankees, 6 titles in 8 years. And to put it together now, when the sport is as tough as it's ever been, when competition is as tough as it's ever been, what he's been able to accomplish is just miraculous.
Well, how does he do it? What is it about Jimmy Johnson that makes him better than the other drivers out there?
I think he is just so relaxed in his own skin. He told us a story yesterday about getting up for the driver introductions and his competition, Denny Hamlin, starting to say, boy, I'm starting to feel the butterflies. That never hit Jimmy Johnson because he had been there before. He knew what it takes to capitalize, to take adversity, turn it around, and make it his own. Just time and again, every time something happens to that team, they come back, and it's just amazing. In 9 years, he has 53 wins and 327 starts, and they just keep producing success over and over again.
Let me ask you, one hates to look for a dark lining in all of this, but I wonder, is it perhaps bad for the sport to have one driver be so dominant? Does it get a little boring?
Well, I think, you know, in some perspectives, it does, because there's 43 drivers every week, which means there are, you know, 43 different groups of fans. Obviously, some are bigger than others. And, you know, there might be people that get tired of seeing that. But, you know, I can't remember back in the Michael Jordan days that people got tired of watching, you know, Michael play. To be around a guy like Jimmy Johnson, who's just, you know, an awesome guy. He had his first child this year. He's married to a former model. I mean, he really does have the perfect life. And
he's living the life.
He really is. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for him.
Well, thanks very much, Lee Spencer.
We really appreciate your time.
That's Lee Spencer. She's senior NASCAR writer for FoxSports.com, and she's been talking about Jimmy Johnson, who just won a record 5th straight NASCAR championship.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.